This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Previously on Divorce Court.
After we got engaged, everything just went downhill. A lot of red flags, he's cheating, ooh, and I'm ready to end it today if it's not fixed. I'm a cosmetologist. I like to look cute when I go to my clients.
It's just a lot of perfume, a little bit of extra skin.
He wants to control.
So you guys are using words that are trendy. Relationship is about meeting people halfway.
Having a great time, drinking at the bar, minding our business. All of a sudden, somebody threw my cup out of my hand. It was Ralphie, came to the bar, to the brunch, dragged me out, which is crazy because it's like, that's what I'm saying, he's extremely controlling.
What were you doing when any of this occurred?
I was just dancing with a girl.
It made me uncomfortable, and I noticed that everybody there was watching them.
You're the one that brings up the fact that you're a mother with two daughters. I don't want to have your daughters out there acting like that. That's inappropriate.
He's like, you know, I have my work party for Christmas. I don't have a plus one.
She wanted me to go and actually tell my boss, like, that she was going to come. Like, she really was trying to force me. And I explained to her that, like, that was a big argument. I explained to her, I'm not going to do that. Like, that's so, like, it's embarrassing. How am I going
to
go?
I'm sure he brought his work wife with him.
Plus one when they already
gave me. Excuse me, Ms. Adams.
They already told me no.
But so, Mr. Rodriguez, you're telling me that Ms. Adams was willing to jeopardize your job and pushing you in a direction that you were supposed to go to your place of business and do something counter to what they were saying. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
So let me stop you, because I know you know exactly where I'm going with that. Mm-hmm. Didn't you do something very similar to her and cost her business also?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Your Honor, you're correct.
Ooh. Exactly. See, I actually do pay attention to the facts of the case. I actually am interested in what's going on with the two of you.
And how you came home at 6 o'clock in the morning, how your locations was off. How I was calling your phone and texting you.
Ms. Adam, what was going on, Mr. Rodriguez?
This is what I didn't want to deal with, that part right there, right? I didn't want to come home and deal with that. So
sort of like she didn't want to tell you when she decided to go to the club with her friends after she left work early, right?
I guess you're right,
Your Honor. Yeah. Oh, no, it's not you, see? So don't stand there with your smirk on your face because you both do the same exact thing.
No, I understand, but it's
No, you don't understand. Stop talking. You don't understand.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I'm sorry.
You're doing the exact same thing to each other. This is what's frustrating to me. You are doing the exact same thing. Your complaints about him are exactly his complaints about you. It's just the truth. And you might want to be quiet for just a minute and recognize that you are looking at the mirror. You are looking at your mirror. Each one of you are doing the exact same thing. But this is something about a work wife.
But I actually brought some evidence, Your Honor.
I don't even have a work wife. What are you talking about, a work wife?
But I brought her some evidence today of a group chat of supposedly his co-workers.
Let me see what you're talking
about. Sure. So this is his work chat. There's about 9 of them. There's only one female on there. And the only female on there is with a emoji, little cat eyes or whatever.
But what is the evidence? What is it I'm supposed to be seeing?
I think that's his work wife.
Emoji.
He comes home, he's not hungry. He works 12 hours a day, he's not hungry. He don't got nothing to talk about.
Who is this work wife?
He came to the house with a bunch of goodies, and there's an insider joke saying that he has a secret admirer. So I'm just kind of putting two and two together, and it's just kind of adding up that there has to be somebody in the picture.
Mr. Rodriguez, who are we talking about here?
Your Honor, she's just a secretary.
So why is there an emoji next to her name?
You know, in 2023, everybody just clicks, right? When people give information.
Are you having a relationship with this woman?
No, I'm not.
I don't believe it.
Is this the young lady, Caitlin Jordan?
Yes.
I've asked her to testify today. Do you mind?
Billy.
Not at all. No.
Excellent. Wonderful. I'd like Miss Jordan to join me. She cannot be here in person, but I've asked her to be remote. And Miss Jordan, I'd like to put some things to rest once and for all. Can you please introduce yourself for the court?
Hello, I'm Caitlin Jordan. I'm the secretary. I work with Ralphie.
Okay, so Ms. Jordan, Please describe your relationship with Mr. Rodriguez, both at work and outside of work. Let's put this to rest once and for all.
He's a cool person. He's a good person. He's very personable, easy to talk to. Like I said, we have good work chemistry. When he's having a bad day at work, I try to make his day a little bit easier. I get excited to go to work. He makes my work more enjoyable seeing him. I'll give him little shoulder massages, back massages. If he's having a rough day, I can feel it.
Nothing ever
works. Excuse me.
What is going on?
Excuse me, Ms. Jordan. Did you say that you will give him a shoulder or a back massage?
Yes,
at
Your Honor,
work?
I did.
At work?
No, bueno.
At work, yes, I do.
At work.
Okay, Miss Adams, hold on one second, because I think this is something that my jury needs to hear also.
Wow.
Miss Jordan, you don't have a problem massaging your superior's back or neck at your place of business? You don't see the problem with that?
I can see what is the problem with that. I do, especially being in a relationship or you have a fiancé.
No. I'm not even dealing with Miss Adams. That's beside the point. You're in a work environment. And in the age of Me Too and sexual harassment, where men, women, men are involved in relationships that are outside of their own personal relationships, you're putting Mr. Rodriguez and you in danger because he is clearly your superior.
Your Honor, we never had sex. It was just a massage.
Excuse me, Mr. Rodriguez.
Massage.
I guarantee you, if I call my HR director right this minute, she would say, this is inappropriate behavior.
You don't even ask me for massages.
I guarantee you, the HR director would say it's inappropriate behavior. So,
crazy.
Let me just go left. Ms. Jordan, coming back to you. Are you interested in Mr. Rodriguez personally? Tell the truth.
No. I'm a single mother, so no, I was in a long relationship. I'm now out of it. I'm not looking for a relationship or anything like that. You know, if the vibes are there, if it makes sense, then, you know, I'll run with it. But no, me and him do not have
What does that even mean? She's going to run with it, Ralphie?
No. Okay. But Ms. Jordan, I get the feeling that there's been some levels of flirtation, at least on your part, that could be misinterpreted.
I mean, we have a good connection. Like I said, we have a really good connection. He's very easy to talk
to. So did you take him to the Christmas party?
Excuse me. Keep going, ma'am.
I try to help him out with anything. We just understand each other.
I'm going
to
give you a little piece of advice from a professional woman. You don't poop where you eat. Do you understand what I'm saying? That means keep your hands off your boss. Promotional consideration provided by... Divorce Court will be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We have a really good relationship. We get along real well. We relate on a lot of things. Me being in a long relationship, he comes to me with his advice. I try to help him out with anything. We just understand each other very well. And that's about it.
So, Miss Jordan, I do want to just say this to you. And I appreciate your candidness because rarely do people just tell the truth. I'm going to give you a little piece of advice from a professional woman. You don't ever want to put yourself in a situation where you could make for an uncomfortable work environment for other people also. There are other young women that may work within your company. And if you end up earning an advancement or promotion, you don't want somebody behind the scenes thinking that you got that because you traded in intimate favors. And you don't ever want to appear improper. You know, in law school, they teach me to avoid the appearance of impropriety. And what's going on with you and Mr. Rodriguez could be interpreted or misinterpreted as improper. And as one professional woman to another professional woman, I'm going to be a mentor at this time to say, You don't poop where you eat. Do you understand what I'm saying? That means
yes, Your Honor.
Keep your hands off your boss.
Speaking about food.
Excuse me, Miss Adams.
Sorry,
I'm talking.
Your Honor.
This
I
is
apologize.
My room. When
I apologize.
I'm talking, you don't talk.
I apologize.
Okay? Miss Jordan, do you understand what I'm saying?
I do accept what you're saying, for sure. It doesn't feel like it in the moment. Like I said, it's our chemistry's just there. We just mix very well together. It just naturally comes, but it's not, it is work. It is work. But I understand where you're coming from.
So, Ms. Jordan, have you all hung out outside of work?
I am a bartender at night. You know, our coworkers, him himself, will come and support me at work after, and we'll have some drinks and some. There was one night where we were out and everybody was doing boob shots, and he did
boob shots
when you put the shot in between your chest. And the male takes a shot. He did take a shot out of my boob, and it was very sexy. But I mean, it was just that.
This is the same man who won't let me dress up to go to a client's house.
So now we are
boob shots.
Now we completely have figured it out, Ms. Jordan. I understand that you didn't find anything inappropriate with that. But let me just say to you...
Your Honor, we were just having fun.
Okay,
Mr.
Rodriguez, I'm
going
to get to you. I'm just going to let Miss Jordan understand that from a wife or fiancé's perspective, that was a violation of trust. And you may not be in that situation
in
your relationship. You're a single woman.
She made you food, gave you massages. She made you take boob shots.
No, she didn't make him. He did that on his own. There's nothing that you're going to say to me that's going to tell me that's appropriate.
But, I mean, there was drinks involved. You know, it was very, very simple. There was nothing, you know.
She works for you.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Miss the show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
And let me give you a little piece of something that my Bahamian girlfriend taught me. Loose goat don't know what tied goat feel like, okay? You a loose goat.
Mm.
You might need to go ahead and stay up in there with the loose goats right
mm-hmm.
now. Because the tied goats, they don't want their men taking shots out of your boobs. That's just a rule.
No way.
For real, though. I'm going to keep it real. I appreciate your time today. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Mr. Rodriguez, I'm coming to you now. I understand that you said y'all were just having fun. It was inappropriate. There's nothing that you're going to say to me that's going to tell me that's appropriate.
I agree. I see the inappropriate point of view. But I mean, there was drinks involved. You know, it was very, very simple. There was nothing, you know.
She works for you.
And, you know, we never took it to that.
She
that,
works
never
for you.
Never had sex with that girl.
I know. Listen, I actually am believing you on that. But you do realize that she's a young girl who is impressionable, and she's impressed with you. She's also a single mother looking for the next come up. I can tell you that right now. And so you're putting yourself in a position that you could be accused of improperly using your position as her supervisor. Because the first time you don't react or respond to her or you criticize her at work, guess who's going to make a complaint to HR? And guess who's going to believe it? HR. You have put yourself and your family in jeopardy by mixing business and pleasure.
Your Honor, I actually did stop her, though. I did. You know, I did have a conversation with her once and told her that she did have to, you know, pull back a little bit.
So she made you food, gave you massages. She made you take boob shots.
No, she didn't make him. He did that on his own.
Absolutely.
So you did that because you chose to do that. Clearly, the judge is actually correct.
Oh, the judge is always correct.
Period.
In this room, you, Mr. Adam, came in here and you said that you had reached your breaking point with Mr. Rodriguez because you claimed he was controlling, disrespectful, and a cheater. Controlling, yes. Disrespectful at times. Cheater, not so much, but inappropriate, no question whatsoever. Mr. Rodriguez, you said you wanted to restore the love and trust with Ms. Adams, but you claim she's the only woman in the world that you want to be your wife. And you want to make things right. I can tell you exactly how you all can fix this. The first thing is, don't do things, Mr. Rodriguez, in your personal life that you then place a burden on her. That's the reason why you are controlling. The reason why you're controlling is because you know inappropriate things have occurred in your work environment. You know that the behaviors exhibited by your young secretary with you and the other gentleman showing up at the bar, taking boob shots, that anything could have happened. You know your own morals and your own character, and you stopped something from going too far. But you don't know these other people's moral and their character.
Your Honor.
So it's staying in your head right now that these are the kinds of things that go on. It wouldn't be in your head if you weren't doing those things yourself.
Your Honor.
Miss Adams, sometimes...
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say I love him.
No, don't say I'm sorry.
And I want to work on this matter.
Don't say I'm sorry. The man is going to want to talk to you. If you don't stop...
That's a horrible job.
But if you don't stop, you're going to lose him. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I feel like he already is losing me.
You know what?
Your Honor, you see what she does, though?
I mean, my goodness. You don't know how to listen. You are pushing him away. You are having him do stupid, inappropriate things, and then you do tit for tat. If you want him, then you're gonna have to stop also, okay? I just gave him a lecture on the things he needs to do. With maturity, the man understands. You need to do the same thing, young lady.
I'm just hurt,
Well,
Your
you
Honor.
Don't need to be
I'm
hurt right now. We're in
I'm
a safe
hurt.
Space.
I understand, but I'm just hurt. It's just
why don't you turn to him and tell him what you're thinking?
Okay. Ralphie.
Okay?
You know, I love you. You know, I don't know. I just feel like if you can't fix this today, I don't want to get married. Like, I really don't. But I really love you. So, like, I'm willing to do what it takes to fix it, but it has to be fixed today. You know, this, like the judge said, the tit for tat, I'm tired of it. You know, like I told her earlier, I'm trying to grow to being a mature person. It's all a learning lesson. But I cannot be with somebody who's playing games, has a work wife, cooking and the food, and I just can't. But I truly love you, Rafi, and you know that. So I don't know what you want to do after today, but it's got to be fixed.
Mr. Rodriguez,
I'm ready to leave.
You heard what she said to you. Would you like to uninterrupted... say something to her.
Yes, Your Honor, yes. And, you know, I love you very much as well. I agree. When we first met, you know, we did really kick things off and we had great times. And I just believe that, you know, with some good communication, we can get through this, right? But I do need you to hear me out sometimes. I do need you to listen sometimes. And I do need you to understand me, right? It's not always your way. I think we just have to communicate better. And I think we can get through this.
I think it's just the controlling you need to correct, really. The controlling.
Miss Adam?
Yes, Your Honor.
You say out of the left side of your mouth, you love this man. You
I
want
do.
To give this man everything. He is your world. And then you say out of the right side of your mouth, he has to adhere to all of your rules or you can't marry him. That's what you just did.
Yeah.
In the course of 2 minutes. Let me say something to you. Relationship and marriage is about compromise. And if you're not willing to meet him halfway... the relationship is not going to last. And I don't hear you say what you're willing to do to compromise. I didn't hear one thing that you're willing to do. You demanded the things that he needs to do, but you have not come to the table with what you're needing to do to change. The only thing that is going to save this relationship is the two of you. And I honestly don't know if it's worth saving.
I
see a lot of, excuse me, I see a lot of love between the two of you, but I see zero communication. I see zero trust. There is no trust between the two of you because you all do not have a mature relationship. Miss Adams said that she wanted to get herself together and become a whole person, to bring a whole person to this relationship. I don't know what is constituting a whole person for you, but you're going to need to work on yourself and your own security in who you are so that you don't have to be the boisterous, pushy, naggy woman that has been on display today. Okay. And you, sir, you're going to have to learn to set boundaries. Boundaries at work. So that that young woman is not misled into thinking that on one night when you drink a far too much and party far too much and have heard Miss Adam over here far too long that you will slip. Because guess what? You're going down that path. And I'm telling you right now, Too much has gone on between the two of you. Too many lives are involved. If y'all are not willing to do the work, this relationship will not work. It's only up to the two of you. You have to make that determination. And I'm not sure if this is the place that's going to get it done. She learned not one thing.
Not one thing at all. I mean, at first I was like, you better listen so you can fix this, but you know what? It doesn't matter.
She's going to be who she is all the time, and she is pushing this young man into behavior that could jeopardize his job and jeopardize their future.
Absolutely.
And you see the loose goat over there waiting, grazing, right there at work.
With the binoculars on.
With the binoculars. With a basket. Gathering.
Made in Georgia.